Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you said that last Saturday was a must-win game. Did the win pay dividends in your locker room, as one might expect?
I think so, Schultz. I mean, the guys needed to win. They needed to win a game where we won a third period, and that's been our nemesis all year. And they found a way to get it done, and not only on the power play, but they built a little cushion. They scored a few goals, and you know that doesn't hurt your confidence.
Six goals by six different players. That's great. Obviously, six guys scoring is good. Every line scored, though. Is that more important than just the sheer number of goals?
I think so, Schultz. Yeah, I think it's really good for that fourth line, too. I think what that does when they, you know, they start off the game, their first shift, they score a goal. I mean, that's just obviously, again, that's a good shot in the arm for the rest of the bench, and it's great confidence for them. And I think what that does, it just kind of, you know, it starts them on a high note, and they had a heck of a game. I think, and a lot of that's attributed to that success they had in that first shift.
Michigan Tech has played 10 league games, you and most of the league six. Lake State's only played four. Six games in hand in November seems a little extreme to me. How exactly is the league schedule put together?
Well, it's hard. You know, we have kind of a rule, like we can't start our conference games until like the third week of October because the, you know, basically the month of October is for non-conference games. But what happens sometimes, I don't think Tech could get they didn't have any non-conference games scheduled that early. So then I think what they did is that they obviously saw which teams had particular buys in the first couple of weeks, and they said, hey, you know, can we play some league games? Can we move this game to, you know, to here? And I think they accommodated them, and I think that's kind of how it happened, Schultze. Out of sheer necessity, almost.
Before last Saturday, you hadn't won a game when scoring the game's first goal. It's always been one of your keys to the game to score first. That stat's really an anomaly, isn't it?
Well, no question. I mean, I think it's been five times we've scored the first goal and lost, and I mean, so you want to play with a lead, and we had a lead, and we haven't found a way to keep that lead. And again, a lot of that's been attributed to our third period. We've just had we've just been unproductive in the third period.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Lake State, Tom, has struggled on the scoreboard. Their schedule, though, has not been an easy one. What do they do well?
Well, again, I think what they do well is they've got good balance, and I think they got an experienced defensive core. I mean, they got a lot of sophomores, but they got a pretty experienced defensive core. They got Diffel, who was one of the top goalies in the league last year, and they've got balance up front. They got a lot of young kids, but they got some good young guys, and those kids have played a lot of junior hockey. So, they're balanced. There's no question about that.
Lake State has eight players, 6'2" or better. How does that size challenge you this weekend?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt they're a little heavy and they're weighty. We just have to make sure we play with tempo.
You put together an all-freshman line last Saturday. Are they staying together tonight?
Yep, we're going to play them tonight with TJ Rue and Mikey Soucier and Jay Dickman.
Generally speaking, when you win, is it hard to make changes?
No, I don't know if it's hard to make changes. Sometimes you make changes for a reason. Sometimes guys are back. So, no, I mean, not necessarily. And, again, we might have you never know. We might just have a different lineup tomorrow. It's just, the biggest thing is you want to try to get a lot of your guys playing. And if you can get a lot of your guys playing, I think that's good for your team. It means you're building depth. And, it hopefully alleviates any type of complacency that you can have throughout the season. And it's good for the team.
With as many freshman defensemen as you have as well, there were a couple of situations last Saturday. You were caught in the midst of a defensive change, and you had four freshmen out there at one time. Do you try to time defensive changes around when that freshman line is out there or not?
You do a little bit, and I try, Schultze. I try, obviously, not to get them out there on the fly. That's the biggest thing. But sometimes you just have to. And like last week, what I tried to do is when Morley was on the ice, a lot of times they'd be the next line. I'd say, okay, you're on the fly, just because I knew Morley wouldn't be on the ice. So there's certain things that you do to try to strategically put them in a position where they're going to have success.
Generally speaking, as well as your defensemen have played, have they earned enough confidence in the staff to not necessarily think about that as much as maybe you would have if that were the first couple of weeks of the season?
Yeah, probably. I mean, the bottom line, we have to play freshmen. I mean, you know, you're seeing Dylan and Justin Beaudry play a lot of hockey right now in critical situations against good players. And bottom line is, it doesn't matter what age they are, they got to deliver. I mean, that's what we expect out of them. And, they just got to be productive when they're out there, and they got to do the right thing, and they got to be hard to play against.
Your power play was lights out early in the season. You scored so fast there, especially the two Graham McCormick goals in the one game, that kind of inflated your numbers a little bit, but the number hasn't really dipped. What's made it so good?
I don't know, Schultz. You've been around long enough where you've seen this stuff too. Everything is that power play is so cyclical, and you ride it high when for whatever reason, whether you're having success, whether you're puck lucky, whatever. I mean, sometimes again you're puck lucky. We all realize that, and sometimes you're making some plays or you got the puck on the right guy's stick at the right time. Of the power play, but. You know, I just think right now, again, they're doing some basic things, and a lot of it's just getting pucks to the net, and some misdirection and quick puck movement. But hey, there's going to be times where it's going to dry up, and when it dries up, you have to be ready to deliver 5-on-5.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.